I'm John Batchelor, in conversation with the author, Stephen Moss, the author of the new book, 10 Birds That Changed the World. We chanced upon the carrier pigeon, the humble carrier pigeon, and how that bird, because of its skill to get home, is a chosen communication system in the First War and the Second War, getting through when no one else could. There's a famous story in the First War that Stephen tells about a carrier pigeon that, though the Germans were shooting at it, and though that it was at great risk of its own life, it managed to carry a message that saved lives. Here's Stephen Moss. The book is 10 Birds That Changed the World. There are a lot of other stories. This is a particular one, especially when it comes to the point, can a pigeon give up secrets? Here's Stephen Moss. Thank you.
No, it's another myth, but it's based on accuracy. They certainly tried to do this. I think they had human messengers as well. But what is true is that pigeons often can, particularly in war zones, times particularly in the First World War and the Second World War, pigeons are able to get back quicker than any other means. Now, if you think about it, for example, in D-Day, when the Americans came and joined forces with the British and the Allies to invade continental Europe and to finally defeat the Nazis in 1944, you couldn't use radios because the Nazis didn't know the attack was coming, so they had to have radio silence. So when the ships, you know, we've seen it in films like Saving Private Ryan, when they landed on the Normandy beaches, pigeons were released to take the message back home that they'd landed successfully, which was absolutely crucial, in winning that part of the war that saved the democratic world. Likewise, you know, in the First World War, there was a pigeon called Cher Ami, which is still in, I think, the National Museum of American History, I think it's called. Is that right? In Washington?
Yes.
Pigeon, which lacks, it's only got, it's a stuffed version of it, of course, it's only got, I think, one eye and one leg. And this is a bird that was released by a commander of a New York battalion who accidentally and almost tragically had strayed behind the lines. And so they were being shelled by their own army with, you know, what's terribly called friendly fire. And he released various pigeons to try to get them back, and they all got shot. And the final one, Cher Ami, reached the men who were doing the shelling just in time for them to stop and saved a large quantity of ordinary soldiers. And these stories are incredible, you know, the fact that pigeons are still used for communication in places in the world. And of course, the difference between a human and a pigeon is you can't have a double agent pigeon. You know, pigeons can't be turned. And also, you know, they can often get somewhere where any kind of machine or human being might be captured.